This could be any political fundraiser in Chicago. Smartly dressed professional types crunch on nachos and sip beer at a bar in the Gold Coast neighborhood. Every once in a while, somebody discreetly hands an envelope to an event organizer who's working the door. But you know this fundraiser is different when its headliner, State Comptroller Judy Bart Topinka, has to remind her audience which party she belongs to.
I guess, first of all, for those of you who don't know me, I am a Republican, all right? Let's start that, all right? I'm also a conservative, but I'm not crazy.
The fundraiser is being thrown by Equality Illinois, a Chicago-based gay rights group. And the lawmakers they're raising money for are three Republicans. State Senator Jason Barrickman from downstate Bloomington has already voted in favor of same-sex marriage. And Representatives Ron Sandak of Downers Grove and Ed Sullivan of Mundelein say they're planning to. Sullivan says his vote comes easy, but it could be harder for some fellow Republicans.
But if you believe in the conservative philosophy of pro-family, of freedoms, this is the vote. This is the day. And it's unfortunate we don't have more with us. We will, and we're working on it.
This fundraiser is just one way groups in favor of gay marriage are trying to woo House Republicans they think might be persuaded or who are retiring and have little to lose. They're also building grassroots pressure and tapping big-name donors to wield their influence. Now, it's tough to know how many Republicans might buck the party's platform and vote yes. Leading advocates say privately it could be just a handful, but they're still lobbying against the clock before next month's session of the General Assembly.
Hi, is this Teresa? Hi, this is Ash from Illinois Unites for Marriage.
One night last week, about 10 volunteers joined a phone bank in the community room of a church in Clarendon Hills, a traditionally conservative western suburb. Illinois Unites for Marriage is a coalition targeting lawmakers in 40 House districts around the state, 16 of them held by Republicans. Sandy Pijos is one of them, even though she tells WBEZ she's a solid no vote. Organizer Martin McAlpin says it's the group's goal to try and change her mind.
Wheaton and Glen Ellen are conservative strongholds, but this is not going to pass without Republican votes.
Meanwhile, behind the scenes, advocates are making sure lawmakers also hear from prominent business leaders and other Republican politicians. They argue gay marriage could attract new talent to the state and that it jives with conservative ideas about limited government. But former GOP leader Pat Brady, who now lobbies for the American Civil Liberties Union, says there's one big potential obstacle here, the political calendar. GOP lawmakers won't officially know whether they'll face a primary challenge until after the legislative session is over.
And that's a real concern, the fact that these folks who are leaning towards voting for it because they believe it's the right thing to do might catch a primary. So the timing of the veto session, the first week of November, end of October, can be problematic.
Meanwhile, supporters of same-sex marriage aren't the only ones gearing up for a fight.
Well, we are planning as if it will come up. That's the only way we can do this.
Chris Plant is with the National Organization for Marriage, which has been doing its own lobbying against the gay marriage bill. Plant's group is vowing to help defeat lawmakers who vote yes, especially Republicans.
They will not stand for candidates or for representatives who betray their constituency, who do not vote their values. And so the consequence will be that they will lose their seat.
Back at the fundraiser, organizers say they're aiming to bring in at least $5,000 for each of the GOP candidates who are publicly supporting gay marriage. Representative Ron Sandak says he'll take it because he expects a conservative challenger in next year's primary.
I have no fear about that. That's part of the process. I signed up for it. If that's what they want to do, Godspeed.
Whether Sandak remains that confident could depend on what happens when or if Illinois' gay marriage bill comes up for a vote in the next session. I'm Alex Keefe.